Greetings, magnificent viewers. Today on Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, we are pleased to offer you the story of a young entrepreneur driven to serve his community and change the world for the better, one delectable vegetarian meal at a time.
Instead of getting on the streets and protesting the fur industry, I felt like taking another stance, and that was towards the environment, for health and well-being, as well as for spiritual development, as well as for animal rights.
To achieve these ideals, it was important for Ian to offer guests a memorable dining experience, one that leaves a positive impression on vegetarian cuisine.
They come in and they willingly consume something. Within that process, my hope is that they alter their state of consciousness even a little bit so that our world can become a more peaceful, happy place, filled with healthier people, more positive attitude, and definitely less sacrificing for these animals, you know, that, you know, we should be sharing the earth with instead of competing with.
Ian Brandt was born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, and moved to Salt Lake City, Utah for college. He loved the area and decided to stay after graduating. Once an avid extreme backcountry skier, he had a change of heart and a life-changing realization after becoming a dad.
I recall the last two runs of my time skiing like that when she was pregnant, realizing that, okay, I have this newborn baby, I can't die in this run, you know, I have to ski, I'm skiing this mountain, but I have to be careful. Uh-huh. So, and then that kind of propelled me into the idea of opening a restaurant that focused on the environment, on human rights, on local farmers, on supporting local community, local economics.
Ian started small, cooking food at a local commissary for sale at the farmer's market. Shortly after, he found a restaurant space he liked and opened his vegan business on the first day of the new millennium, January 1st, 2000. Earlier this year, Supreme Master Television had the pleasure of visiting Ian and his businesses during a trip to Salt Lake City.
So we found this location. That's where Sage's Cafe is. It's still presently at. We've been here for, we've been here for 11 years, and we've been in operation for 10 years. And we came across this great, cute little restaurant, and it reminded me a lot of what I saw in Philadelphia, small family-owned restaurants, really little bistros. It had a homey feeling, which was absent from a lot of the restaurants in the food scene in Salt Lake City at the time.
Ian's restaurant changed the face of Salt Lake City. In its 10 years, Sage's Cafe has grown and evolved into a world-class vegan destination, which has received numerous awards. It was voted Best Vegetarian Restaurant Utah for the last consecutive 8 years by Salt Lake City Weekly. Veg News Magazine calls it one of the top 20 vegetarian restaurants for everyday dining, and Veg Out Publication rated it 4 stars, the highest honor of ratings. Miriam Wolf, San Francisco Bay Guardian, wrote,
"In Salt Lake City, we felt pampered after driving more than 400 miles when we sprung for dinner at Sage's Cafe. This upscale vegetarian organic restaurant features food lovingly prepared from pristine ingredients."
Jenny Kohler of the Utah Daily Chronicle describes the peerlessly enchanting atmosphere.
"In our crispy fried world of fast food, finger licking, don't ask, don't tell, secret ingredients, and ultra-processed everything, Sage's Cafe shines like a supernova in the night sky. The beautiful ambiance provides the perfect setting for Sage's sumptuous fare."
Locals rub elbows with well-known public figures who make Sage's a destination when they're in town.
"My son lives here in Salt Lake, and I don't know how we stumbled across this place, but I'm so happy that we did because I love this food. This restaurant, I've gone to quite a few vegan restaurants in the Orange County area where I used to live, and this by far is one of the best, one of the best. I love Sage's."
Megan, how long have you been coming here to Sage's? I'm going to say probably about 4 or 5 years.
Are you a vegan yourself?
I am not. I have a special appreciation for this amazing food. Mm-hmm. Everything that he does that is a replica of meat is unbelievable. Like the sausage and all the, like the chicken. It's unbelievable.
Happy with her experience at Sage's, Megan brought a friend who had never tried vegetarian or vegan foods.
It's going to be quite exciting to introduce him to this great world. Maybe we'll become vegans.
For Ian Brandt, it's all about the local community.
I like to say that I've seen people come in to this restaurant year after year. I've seen people have babies, and the babies grow older, and so I've really been able to see the community of Salt Lake City and beyond come through and interact with this restaurant in a really positive way. Whether it's how we interact with the farmers, every Saturday go down to the farmer's market and we fill up our truck. Hundreds and hundreds of pounds of local produce come through this restaurant on a weekly basis in the summer from June until November. And so just all these beautiful community interactions, I just feel very happy to be able to experience all this in my life.
But Ian Brandt is not one to sit back and rest. Soon he was building on his found success, and much to the welcome of loyal diners.
So this is your second business venture after Sage's?
Yeah, Vertical Diner. We began construction in 2006 and opened in 2007. It's been, I guess we're open for about almost 3 years now, and it's done really well so far. Mm-hmm. It's an old diner environment. It has more of a retro feel because it's an old diner that's as much as probably about 50 years old, 60 years old. And so you have the feel of this family-style diner-type environment. And the restaurant's about twice the size of Sage's in terms of the dining space, so we could seat more guests in this environment.
Ian allowed the space to dictate the feel and ambiance of his new business.
Sage is more refined, more European, where this is more American, more edgy. We've been coined that the atmosphere here is like a Zen tea house retro diner type effect. And it just kind of lended itself that way. And it's also American classics too. So you get a different type of clientele that enjoy that kind of food more. So it's all American classics, prepared vegetarian.
And the clientele approve, such as this young vegan customer who chose to celebrate her birthday at Vertical Diner.
It's delicious. I love this place. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Vertical Diner is changing lives, not just of its customers.
I started in May, and by August I had lost 60 pounds. Right. So I've learned a lot about the nutritional value of eating vegan or vegetarian. It's basically, I've got both of my roommates eating vegetarian now, and they're dropping weight like nobody's business. It's everyone's feeling healthier. You've got more energy. It's awesome.
We'll be back after this brief message to hear more about Ian Brandt's ever-expanding vegetarian and green endeavors. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
What are some of your favorite dishes here?
Everything. There's not one thing that I don't like. Yeah, I love it all. I think Ian's a genius and he makes really good food.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, for our feature on Ian Brandt's award-winning gourmet conscious cuisine in Salt Lake City, Utah. For Ian, it's ever onward, pushing new boundaries.
We've opened up a warehouse-oriented health food store focused on whole food products, not so much packaged products. We also have our own kitchen there, so we can actually produce our own products and sell them directly to the guests, to the customers, to the public. Focus on bulk, focus on affordability, and focus on sustainable products, locally grown, less packaging.
Early in 2010, Ian Brandt opened his third vegetarian enterprise, Callie's Health Foods, a store named after his daughter, Callista.
I'd say about 95% of everything in the store is organic. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of our niche that is different than a lot of the health food stores. And if we follow that path, that we'll have a respectable position in the marketplace as a full-on organic grocery store instead of, trying to supplement, with non-organic produce. And, right. and the quality is so much better within the organic, especially with produce.
As always, locally produced goods are a big part of Ian's businesses, which in turn generates a healthy demand for local farmers and organic produce.
These are all locally grown Yukon Golds, and so we have a local farmer that stored these in his warehouse for the winter so that we are still able to sell them throughout the winter. And so we've been able to sell thousands of pounds of local potatoes through the restaurants as well as to the public, which is really nice that with this store, hopefully, and with more restaurant business, hopefully we can increase the need for local farms to increase their production.
Reducing consumer packaging is also very important at Callie's. Coupled with locally produced vegan goods, it's a winning model for a sustainable green business.
Going down this row, we have a lot of our baking ingredients. We've got raw food items. We've got Dutch cocoa powder, raw cocoa. This is kind of a unique product. This is Utah Real Salt, and this salt is underground harvested in southern Utah from a salt vein that is from the Jurassic period. Mm-hmm. And so this salt has won a lot of the Fancy Food Show awards as one of the best salts in the world. And it's, harvested in our own backyard here in Utah.
Wow.
And so we sell that in bulk. Mm-hmm. And that's all we use in our food preparation. We try to focus on family companies mm-hmm. and not large corporations, international corporations, trying to get it more localized so that we can influence the decision-making process.
Callie's Health Foods, as well as Ian's Vegetarian Restaurants, are set to change the market in Salt Lake City.
We're trying to basically bridge the gap between environment, human rights, quality, packaging type, with the environment, sustainability, local food supplies. Mm-hmm. So we're not necessarily trying to compete with anyone. We're trying to create our own environment, right. Which I think is probably a more positive way to operate at this point in time. Right. Once again, we do identify that people are having a hard time economically, right. And but we also know that there's a movement to put your money into local foods, into higher quality mm-hmm. foods, mm-hmm. and that is a way to get healthy and to reduce your healthcare costs too.
Local fair trade.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of our focuses.
Cool.
Ian wants to use his experience to encourage others to make changes in their own communities.
That's one of my new goals, is to help other people start these kinds of restaurants. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I've experienced such levels of failure mm-hmm. and then pulled those failures into more of a successful position mm-hmm. That I wouldn't want someone else to experience what I experienced.
Cheers to Ian Brandt and his drive to serve the community with locally sourced, organic, plant-based foods. We welcome him as a model of change that one dedicated citizen can affect in the world. Make sure you join us tomorrow as Ian shows us how to make one of Sage's most popular dishes, here on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May vegetarian ventures such as these pave the path towards a healthier, kinder, and sustainable world. Visit Ian Brandt's multi-award-winning gourmet vegetarian establishments, Sage's Cafe Vegetarian Organic, at sagescafe.com, Vertical Diner Extreme Dining at verticaldiner.com, and Callie's Natural Foods at calliesnaturalfoods.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.